You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Yes, we are family, and this is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, the show that's catered to the visually impaired, and the blind audience. But we love, and I mean love, the sighted folks listen to our show. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. That's right. Before we go any further, let me introduce, well, my beautiful wife to my right, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I think I'm here.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the May 7th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome.
And to my left, we have my main man, Gary Sinclair, a co-host tonight.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I am back.
He's back.
I'm back.
And behind the scenes, we have our engineer and extraordinaire producer. Yes.
And that laugh.
And a good looking. His name is, we have to remember, is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you on board?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, what can I say? It's May. That's right. And May, what does it mean, Lynn? What's it May? What's May?
What's it mean?
What's it mean? It's all eye awareness, right?
What was that?
Eye awareness.
Eye awareness.
Well, yeah, Gary was going to tell us a little bit of that, but I'll just contribute my little bit of information that May is Ultraviolet Awareness Month, which means that you have to be very careful of the exposure of UV rays because they can burn delicate eye tissue and raise the risk of cataracts and cancers of the eye. So you must, and I mean you must, even if you're blind or visually impaired, you must wear sunglasses to protect your eyes from the UV danger.
Wait, don't go any further. Don't go any further.
I won't.
I got to tell the phone number here to call in case you want to call in is 407-894-1680. But before we do that, I got to even talk about my man. I'm going to call him now Dr. Sinclair. Dr. Sinclair.
Oh, since, wait, we upgraded?
Yeah, we upgraded. Let me tell you something.
Thanks, he got his degree in the,
yes,
since the last
because thanks
time
to
he
Dr.
Here.
Sinclair. He's making my eyes feel better.
He is.
I'll let you tell them the story, Gary, what you suggested.
Right. Well, Michael called me and told me his eyes were bothering him while he's riding in the car. And
from
because
the sun,
the sun
from
is
the sun.
So bright on his eyes, and which I mentioned before, he had his cataract taken off, which wasn't too swift of done, but he did, so he gets a lot of light in there. And I said, Michael, you're not driving.
Yes, how did you know that?
I said, you can't be driving, so why don't you relax, get you an eye patch, put it over your eye, and sit there and ride for 20 minutes wherever you got to go. Then when you get to the business office you're going to or wherever you're going, then take off the eye patch so you don't look like, you know.
Now, I was still wearing sunglasses, but the sunglasses really didn't help. I mean, I got extra dark sunglasses, but the sun still bothered me. So I put the patch on my eye that was bothering me.
Underneath the glasses.
Underneath the glasses. And let me tell you something. Believe it or not, after about maybe 2 hours of driving the car with Lynn, it felt much better because they got a rest, I guess, from the sun.
Absolutely.
And the glare was really bothering me. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, so anytime that you've got to protect your eyes, that's it. And remember, this is Florida. For you sighted people out there, wear sunglasses.
That's right. Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Before Michael and I go to our shout-outs, why don't you give your shout-out so we don't forget.
Okay. I want to say thank you to my favorite waitress and cashier, Jackie, from Tijuana Flats on Goldenrod Road in University. And I want to thank Tijuana Flats for allowing us to have a Dine and Donate, our fundraiser, which we have twice a year there. I want to thank you very much.
There you go.
Michael, you have some shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, I got to talk about
my
main.
Oh, my God.
Talk about my main man.
All right.
That's right. I hope he's listening today, him and his beautiful wife. This shout-out goes to my friend, Mike Massey. If you're listening, Mike, I hope you are. This goes out to a shout-out, Mike Massey and his beautiful wife, Charlotte.
Hi, Mike and Charlotte. Hope you're out there. If he's not watching his basketball game.
Yeah, well, I hope he's listening.
Okay, well, I'd like to do some shout-outs. Chris, go ahead, do you have any shout-outs today?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to each and every last one of you in the studio today.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. All right, well, I'd like to give a few shout-outs. First of all, I'd like to shout-out to our friends Debbie and Alan down there in South Florida. It was wonderful seeing you the last couple days ago. I'd like to give a shout out to Nicole at the Dunkin' Donuts in Ocoee. And then I'd like to give Ronnie and Brenda McCall shout outs. And Ronnie, I sure hope that you got Brenda to listen. Our show is fun and informative, and we really welcome her to listen. So shout out to Ronnie and Brenda McCall here in the Orlando area. And finally, I have a shout out to Philip Chalker in Australia. And we're happy to meet you, Philip, and glad that you're following the show and looking forward to having you on the air.
Yeah, do you know that guy? We've got
now. Wait a minute.
Two people that we Australia. Know for a fact that listen to Australia.
I just want to make sure I heard the name right.
Australia, and we're having him on the air. It's a fantastic
What's his
story
name again?
About
What'd you say?
Philip Chalker. Yep.
Australia.
He found
well,
us online.
Two people
listening now that we know about.
Yep, two different people.
Yeah, that have said they listen.
They're, so now, but they're 14 yep. hours ahead of us. So,
very.
So we're going to. He's going to send us an MP3 file, and we'll have the interview that way. We're
okay.
So look at there. We got Australia.
Yeah.
We got St. Thomas.
Yeah.
We got Jamaica.
Canada.
And we got all in the United States.
You forgot
we got Canada.
Canada
and yep. wherever yeah. else. Call in.
Puerto Rico, Brazil.
If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Oh, I got to tell you all something, folks.
What?
Guess what? We're now, this radio
oh
show,
my
Blind
gosh,
and
yeah.
Beyond Radio Show, is
Big
now
news.
A 501C. We're now
501C3.
501C3.
As of May 3rd, yep.
As of May 3rd, we're now a 501C3.
Yep. Congratulations to us.
So we're a nonprofit radio show. That's right. And we are now a 501C3. And by the way, you want to look us up on the web. For those folks who want to look us up on the web, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Are we going to break?
Yeah.
No, he just likes the music.
Oh.
So
he's
I guess,
giving us congratulations.
I got something I'd like to say, Michael.
Okay.
That, this week, well, I told you, I mentioned that I had the fundraiser at the Tijuana Flats. And Saturday, the GOCB had our last meeting of the year until September.
Wow, the last one
Yes,
already.
It's over
oh
until
gosh.
September.
Time is flying.
And what... I'm really excited to say because we had a big our big discussion. We've already planned our Christmas party, which is going to be at my house.
Hey,
of
Gary,
course.
Slow down. The year is going too fast.
Okay.
You're planning Christmas.
Well, we have to do this because when you're going to have it catered, you got to do it now.
I know.
And guess who's going to do it?
I guess
2J's
it.
Is going to be our
Two
caterer
J's.
This year.
Wonderful. 2J's.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, folks. If you have anything to say, you want to call up about anything that you're doing or any of your organizations, wherever you are in this country or the United States or outside the country, call in. Let us know. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Or you can write to us. Write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay, Gary, would you like to throw out your question real fast?
Oh, yeah, we got a trivia. First trivia.
In 2 minutes, our guests will be
okay,
calling
first
in.
First trivia question.
Now, y'all, or most people know that yesterday was
the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby. And I want this question to be is, what was yesterday's Kentucky Derby in common with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show? It has something to do in common, the Kentucky Derby,
okay.
with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh, that's
okay.
easy. That's a cakewalk.
Thank you, Gary.
407-894-1680.
We have two callers. We have Joseph from Boston and Mike from Eustis.
Okay, but wait. Before they call in, let me just say this to you. Anybody calling in today, got a new thing. We're going to give you, all you have to do is call in and just say hello, wherever you are. And we're going to give you a bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show at no cost to you. All you have to say is, hi, I'm calling in, Blind and Beyond Radio
We've
Show.
We've got a minute to
okay.
take two callers
take two
before
callers.
We go to the break. We have Joseph from Boston and Mike from Eustis.
Okay, let's take... Boston first.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? Haven't spoke to you for a long time. Glad you're back on the air. I'm not sure. I can hear echo in the background. I'm not sure what that Kentucky Derby, I don't know what we have in common. I don't know whether it was water or something, but I don't know what it is. But I hear you're advertising. Is that the Lighthouse for the Blind down there?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't. I wish they would do that up here. That's in Florida. I was telling my friend Brent, who I spoke with earlier,
mm-hmm.
we have a hard time up here getting the training and the stuff we need. As you know, we're going to do more shows on it, find out why these agencies don't do what they're supposed to with all this money.
Well,
you know?
We'll have to have you move to Florida then.
Yeah, and also now with 501c3, we plan to come back to Boston with the radio show. Thanks.
Yeah, we got to get the healthcare bit straightened out first down there.
Okay.
Thanks for calling it. Listen,
Keep
before
on listening,
you go
Joseph.
Away, give your name and address, and we'll send you the Blind and Beyond, the new bracelets. No charge.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Listen.
Let's talk Mike from
Eustace.
Eustace.
You know Eustace?
Mike from Eustace. Are you on the line, Mike from Eustace?
Yes, I am.
And don't forget to pass the word there, Mike.
Okay. Mike from Eustace. What do you have to say for yourself, Mike from Eustace?
Mike. I just want to say I love Lynn and I love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, Notice I come first.
Nobody likes me.
And Gary, he loves you. He didn't meet you yet, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just excited. That's all.
That's good.
Well, we're excited to have you out there listening.
Well, give your name and address, and we'll send you a beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, thank you very
You're
much.
Well.
Keep
Mike.
On listening to the show. Keep
yeah,
on
it's
listening.
A fun
I sure
show.
Will.
All
pass
right.
the word.
I
pass
will.
The word.
Okay.
Say
okay.
hi to Charlotte.
Yep.
Okay, I think our guest caller will be calling in any
okay,
second.
Okay, we're going to go break
West
yet? Not yet.
He's on the phone.
So if anybody wants to call in
for Gary's
and just
trivia.
Say hello, well, we call him for Gary's trivia, but besides that, anybody wants to call in just to say hello.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We want to hear your voice. That's
right. Anywhere you are, just say where you are calling from. Oh, you have to say, hello, I'm calling in from, and you're going to get a beautiful bracelet.
And you didn't tell them what it will say on the bracelet.
Blind and Beyond Radio
well,
Show.
Well, there you go. All right.
Okay.
So that's the story. So what else, Gary? What did you do this week? Anything exciting?
And don't forget, the trivia is still out there. 407-894-1680.
I've done everything I could that I didn't get in the pool because it's still about 80 to 81 degrees. I got to have it 84 anyhow.
Well, Michael and I had a very interesting last few days, right, Michael?
Yep,
We're in South Florida. We went to our granddaughter's graduation from Florida Atlantic University. It was wonderful. And we met up with our old friends and lots of people there. We had a good time.
And besides seeing that, we saw my brother and sister-in-law.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If I have time, and our guest caller hasn't called in yet, I have to tell that funny little story.
Which one?
About the 90-year-old people.
Oh, that's funny.
This is funny. Okay.
Yeah,
most
now.
Of you know that my dad just turned 95, right? Right.
Right.
Okay. So.
He lives with us.
One of the people we went to visit this week was my former mother-in-law, who is still like a mother to me.
And
we're very, very close.
She's 97.
She will be 97 in November, and she's just fantastic. She plays cards. She walks around. So anyway, I show the picture to my father. I said, look, Dad, look at this picture of Sarah. Okay, remember, my dad just turned 95, and Sarah will be 97. So he looks at the picture, and he says, yeah, she's starting to show her age now.
That's
not
that
funny. She's starting to show
right
her age. All right, we're going to break. We got a lot
that
more coming up.
Timing.
We got a trivia coming up. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hang in there.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
An intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind Wine & Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I understand all the lines are tied up right now.
Just be patient.
Be patient. The lines are busy. Keep on calling
in. Let's take our
right
first
now,
caller.
Wait a second. We have a caller. Who's
yeah,
that call?
We have Robert from Valley
Robert
Forge.
Robert from Valley Forge,
and then
Pennsylvania.
Our guest caller
Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. You're up, Robert.
Michael, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hi, Robert.
It all depends on how you answer my question, Michael.
Okay, all right.
In the next 60 days,
yes,
I will be getting married.
Yay.
To a woman I've known for over 20 years.
Wow. Wait, but I'm sorry. Is this Robert from Valley Forge?
This is Robert from Valley Forge.
Oh, doesn't sound like you today. Okay.
He's getting married.
No, different cell phone. My question to you is...
Yes.
When I get married, one of the things I remember from way back when I was younger and could see...
Yeah.
...was how much women appreciated the compliment. Your hair looks good. That dress makes you look wonderful.
Yeah.
Things like that that a sighted person would say to another sighted person.
Yeah.
I'm now blind. But I'm going to have a sighted wife. How does one... interact with the sighted wife, so I can't say you look beautiful today.
I got it.
Wait,
you.
Wait, 1 second. 1 second. What? Before you can say it in a second, Gary.
All right.
Yeah.
We went to the Lighthouse. Judy Matthews came over to Lynn.
To me, yes.
And said, boy, I love your pocket. Now, she's totally blind. She says, I love your pocketbook, she said. And she says, oh, you are dressed so nice. All right? So the question is, as a blind woman...
And she liked your suit that
And
you
she
were
liked
wearing.
My sport jacket.
Your sport jacket.
Yeah. So I can just tell you right now, it depends on the feeling, what you say. If you put your hand on her hair and say, wow, I love your hair, or I love something
about you. Smell
about
good.
You smell
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You say, you smell beautiful today.
Now, I tell you right now, I say to my wife is sighted. I say to my wife all the time, I understand you're beautiful. Or I'll say to her, besides good morning, everything else, I always say, I love you. I say this every day, and she knows it. And even when she says, I'm busy, I say, can I have a hug? I'm busy. And then she'll say to me, we're not the Bobbsey twins. I said, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay, you're diverging.
Okay. Anyway, that's what I would say.
So congratulations.
I just didn't want to come across as phony, you know.
Well, no, it's not phony.
Well, it's not phony if you believe it.
You put it that's in right. the circumstances.
If you believe
it's not
it, it's not phony. That's your answer.
No.
If it's only BS.
I believe she's beautiful because my last image in my brain
well, that's what you
is
say.
From her from 25 years back.
Yeah.
That's what you
then,
say,
I thought
Robert.
She was drop-dead gorgeous.
That's what you say. I'm sure you're just
remember,
as drop-dead gorgeous now
beauty
as you were then.
Is from the inside.
That's right. Correct.
Oh, Gary,
correct.
You're so sweet.
That's right.
Okay.
And
well,
listen,
right.
Cool. Give your name and address, and we'll send you out a bracelet for yourself. Okay?
Thank you.
And no
thank
problem.
Thank you for
thank
being
you.
There.
Thanks for calling.
And listen, we're going to take Carolyn Lapp
right.
in 1 second. Well, I want to say something. Chris.
Yes, sir.
While we're talking to
Carolyn
Lapp, get back Sandy. I want to speak to Sandy. We've missed her now 2 weeks in a row. I want to
well,
speak
yeah,
to
the
Sandy.
Phones weren't working last
yes.
week.
Yes, and I want to talk to Sandy.
It's
I want to
get
her
get
bracelet.
A complex.
Yes, I don't want to get a I want to not to get a complex here. I love the girl. And the point is, a long-time listener, I want to speak to okay.
okay.
So let's talk to Carolyn and get
let's
go back.
Let's talk to Carolyn
Sandy.
Lapp.
Carolyn Lapp.
Are you there?
Are you there? She's the head of Florida
she's
Outreach.
She's the founder.
Yes, the founder of yeah. Florida Outreach for the Blind in West Palm Beach, Florida. Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Welcome back.
Good evening. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So tell me what's doing with Florida
it's
Outreach.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Yourself. Tell me what's doing with Florida Outreach.
Well, we just finished the open house, and we are fixing to have a 24-hour fundraiser with the Community Foundation and United Way on May 17th from midnight to midnight.
Wow.
On May 17th. And any donations we get, we're given bonus dollars on top of that. So if you're interested, call our center at 561-642-0005 or visit our website at www.flblindcenter.org.
So, I'll tell you what, Carolyn, next week.
I am sorry I gave you the wrong website.
That's okay.
It's www.blindfocb.org. We just upgraded our website.
Carolyn, so it's called The Great Give, right? A 24-hour online fundraiser on May 17th?
That's correct.
Okay,
from midnight
yes.
to midnight.
I read
okay,
about
here's
it.
What we're going to do next week for West Palm Beach, Florida. We don't talk enough about Florida Outreach and you in West Palm Beach. So we're going to do it next week. We'll give you a few shout-outs and plug as far as folks to come over and give
and they can do
to
it
Florida
online,
Outreach.
I believe.
And you can do it online
yeah.
to Florida Outreach for the Blind.
So, Carolyn, tell us how I read that you started the Florida Outreach back in the 80s. What caused you to found? Why did you get involved? How did this all happen?
Well, I lost my sight in a car accident when I was 14, and my husband was a baby that lost his sight in the incubator due to too much oxygen. So we seen a need in the community for some training services, mm-hmm. and we had a friend that helped us get started, and we began teaching classes in the back room of the Piccadilly restaurant.
Oh, how do you like
and,
that?
Piccadilly then restaurant. Then we got a grant and was able to move in office space. So now we expanded our programs. We have Braille, computers, iPad, iPhone, cooking, daily living skills, mobility. We have peer support groups. We have a deaf-blind program, outreach programs
wow.
for seniors, and a kids' club.
Wow.
And this is all in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yes, we also have a store with magnifiers and other visual aids.
There you go.
Where is this located, Carolyn?
It's at it's in Palm Springs, Florida, which is actually West Palm Beach,
mm-hmm.
and the address is 2315 South Congress Avenue, Palm Springs, Florida 33406. And our programs are all free and offered in English, Spanish, French, and Creole.
Wow!
Here's my suggestion, Carolyn. When the show is over, or when you're tonight, whenever you want, send us to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. All the information we'll put on our website, so all the people that look at our website will know about Florida Outreach. How's that?
Okay, and Michael, don't forget about our Dining in the Dark, November 12th.
Well, then talk about it. We'll talk about it next week, too.
Did you say November?
No.
Okay, well, this will be our 11th year, and we have the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department. They're our wait staff. They wear night vision goggles, and they guide all the guests into a totally dark ballroom. And you eat a three-course meal in pitch blackness. There's a keynote speaker and live entertainment, all in the dark.
When is this?
It's going to be Sunday, November 12th.
Oh, November, you were right.
You know what? You can call in again before
Absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely, we'll call
and
in a few
also,
times.
And also, Carolyn, we invite you to post any notifications that you like on our Facebook page, which is Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And
.org.
No, oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what I wanted to say. Oh, we have a lot of people out there that don't belong anywhere, Carolyn. And what would you tell them, the people that live in the West Palm Beach area, as far as not being nervous about contacting you and you know, finding out what you can do for them?
You know, at one time, somebody helped me. And I'm returning that favor.
There you go.
If you come into our center, everybody there is visually impaired. Don't get spooked because there's no cars in our parking lot because all of us take the paratransit service. But come in. We're a family. We really care about you and your needs, and we know what you're going through and what you're facing.
See that? And her and her husband are both blind.
Are you there Monday through Friday?
I'm at the center Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do my outreach programs for seniors on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. You go to their homes?
No, I go to senior centers throughout the county.
Okay.
Now that's probably going to change next month, there will be somebody at the center as well on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Would you don't mind if I read some of the programs, Carolyn, unless you would like to tell people?
Oh, no, feel free.
Yeah, it says that you have independent living instruction, home management skills, personal care skills, orientation and mobility, communication skills, adaptive technology training. This is the one I wanted to ask you about. I'll leave that one for last. Braille literacy, job skills readiness, and the kids club. You also have financial management. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Is that the one you want to ask me
about?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Okay. First of all, we teach clients how to identify their money so they know what it is and that they can organize it and know what they have.
That's important.
We also teach them the different options of banking and paying your bills and writing checks.
I see.
Yeah, because we want them to be educated about their finances.
Right. Okay. Well, Carolyn, would you give a shout out once more about your organization and how people can reach you?
And we'll put our website after she goes.
Absolutely will. And give us an email.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the Florida Outreach Center for the Blind. Mm-hmm. All our programs are free. Mm-hmm. And you can reach us by calling 561-642-0005, or you can email me at info_FOCB@bellsouth.net.
Okay, and what is the address again on Congress? Was it Congress?
If anybody wants to know, just call up information, Florida Outreach for the Blind in West Palm Beach. That's all I got
on
Florida Outreach for the Blind. In West Palm Beach. That's how I got hold of her.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for coming
Carolyn.
On. I appreciate it so much. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have to have you back.
Absolutely.
Very soon.
Oh, yes.
You have
God
a good
bless
week.
And take care.
You
yes.
too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's take Sandy. Bye-bye.
Is Sandy back?
Sandy's back.
Oh, Sandy's back. Sandy's back.
Hi,
Sandy.
Hello. Hey. Finally.
Sandy.
Whoa. I really enjoyed your show last week with all the music and the blind singers. It was really interesting.
Thank you for being back with us.
Thanks for your patience. Sorry the phones weren't working last week.
I know. I want to tell you a funny story about blind people singing.
Okay.
I sang with a choral group for many years, and I used to record the rehearsals and then memorize the lyrics. when it came to the show, they gave out books for everybody to read the lyrics, but I knew them all by heart, so I never held a book. So after the first performance, the director said, you know what looks funny without a book? You hold the book from now on. So the people behind me said, oh, great, we could look down and see the lyrics. It'll be easier for us to follow it. So they looked down, and then they punched me in the back of my head. They said, you have it upside down. So I said, okay, but you can do anything you want to do. I sang with the group for many, many years, and it was good.
That's well, great. Thank you for calling in. And listen, we're going to send you a bracelet for calling in. And
thank you.
We didn't say it's Sandy. Ruben.
Welcome back to the air.
Thank you, Sandy. And you, what's your town, Boca?
Where you from? Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach, Florida. Sandy from Boynton Beach.
And say hi to Alan. Hi, Alan.
Thank
if
you
you're
so
listening.
Much.
Okay, pass the word, Sandy.
Take the name. Well, both of you. I certainly will.
Thank you.
Take the name and address. We'll send her a beautiful bracelet.
Okay, yep. They did.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, did anybody call in for the trivia that he gave out?
No.
Nobody.
Yet.
All right, so we're going to give the answer right now. Give the answer.
Give the answer?
Wait,
yes.
can I give it? Because I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, let's hear it.
Chris never gets the answer, so let him answer it.
Okay, so I know there was a horse was here. I think the horse was out of Central Florida, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And
I didn't know.
And the horse itself had an eye missing.
That's right. He had an operation.
What was his name?
Operation Push?
No, his name was Patch.
Patch.
And he was number 20 in the Kentucky Derby.
But
did he win?
No. He came in, I don't know, I think fourth or fifth. But that's not the point. The point is
he had that
the
name
horse,
Patch before
the horse a year ago had his left eye taken out.
Because of an infection.
Because of an infection, whatever. And he was running. He was racing in the Kentucky Derby only with one eye. He was the second horse that ever did that.
Let me read a little bit. There's five facts that I read about Patch. One, he lost one of his eyes due to a mysterious infection. Two, he was named Patch before the loss of his eye. Three, Patch isn't the only one-eyed horse to have competed in the Derby. In 2004, Pollard's Vision, also trained by Pletcher, was blind in one eye since birth and finished 17th in the race. And four, Patch is the son of the 2012 Belmont Stakes winner Union Rags. Five, his name is a playoff, his sire's name, Union Rags. Get it?
So that's
a little bit
okay.
about Patch.
And I think what I want to say, Michael, I want to say one thing.
Yep.
And that is for you all people out there to give up.
That's right.
You give up. Now we say put your best foot forward and continue on with your life. This horse put his best hoof forward and continued on with racing.
That's right. Good analogy.
Okay, so now we're going to go to trivia. But before we go, I have to tell you a little story about this one. The phone number, first of all, to call in is 407-894-1680. We're going to play this group. The first song you're going to hear, don't play it yet. The first song you're going to hear is the all-time doo-wop big song ever. And people might know this song, but let me just tell you something. This group in the early days of rock and roll was the group. They had two big records. But this record, this first song was, I can say, famous, fabulous. Play the first song, since everybody knows it. First one that calls up knows the group. No, I can hear it. Don't play it.
He's taking that off.
Take that off. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let's hear the song. 407-894-1680. What's the name? What's a group? Okay, now play their second big hit, but the first hit was what they're really known for. Let's play the second
hit. So you're looking for the group that sang
it. I want to know the group that sings it.
Sings both.
407-894-1680.
Can I come over tonight?
That wasn't supposed to be the song.
Darling, let me come home over tonight. Please don't say it's too late.
See if you can find the one, the other one, that was the bigger one. It's called To the Isle. That's the one we're supposed
to be. Well, that's what I sent.
Yeah, well, you picked the wrong one. What can I say? What can I say?
We're not all perfect.
Okay, say that one more time now. I'm sorry. The phone lines are blowing up.
Okay, To the Isle.
As long as they hear that they know the first one, it doesn't matter
okay.
what the second
okay,
one
okay, and for the first one, I got our friend Sandy back. She knows the answer to the trivia.
No right. kidding. Sandy yeah, she, from she, trivia? No she, kidding.
Sandy knows the answer. Sandy.
On, okay, not, Sandy,
she's on a run.
I'm not sure. Is it the ink spot?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry. That wasn't
sorry,
the ink spot.
It sounded
nope.
like him.
Nope.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Next time.
Next time.
All right, y'all go ahead. Give me a second. The phone line is blowing up. Y'all, okay. It's hot today. It's hot in here.
It's
good. It is hot in there.
I think I even know the
answer,
I
thought
Sandy
would guess it because she's hot. Yeah. She knows it.
Oh, by the way, we didn't tell everybody we had a great time yesterday at the Odessa Chambliss Life Fund.
Oh, yeah. Yes, with who?
Hosted by
who?
Dr. Lucille O'Neill.
Yes,
what
Dr.
a wonderful
O'Neill.
Event that
food
was
fabulous.
At the Rosen. Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun and so inspirational.
And Michael actually ate chicken without hot
he
sauce.
He did.
Yep.
You know,
and guess what?
There.
Guess what? They gave you half, but somebody a couple seats away didn't show up. So what did I do? I got the other
got
half.
The other half. Yeah. Michael's on a diet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So.
407-894-1680. Let's play
people.
The next song.
Wait.
Okay.
You got this one. To the Aisle.
Okay.
Did you find it?
He's out
Hold
of
on.
Breath. He can't keep up with the
phone. The phones are blowing up. The request line is open. I got Tanya on one line, and then I got Sherry Brun on the other line.
Right.
So
Tanya?
Tanya came first.
Okay. Let's play therapy. Play Tanya.
Tanya, how you doing?
Tanya?
I'm doing good. Hey, Gary, how
hey,
are
Tanya.
You?
Doing good.
You know who she is?
Yes, I know.
Where are you
Tanya.
From? Where are you calling from,
That's
Tanya?
Sheila's oldest friend.
Where are you from?
I'm in Orlando.
Orlando.
Yep.
Orlando,
That's
Florida,
nice
Tanya. Okay, so who do you think it was?
Yeah.
Who do you think is singing?
I don't think it's the Five Satins.
Oh, you're 100%
wow.
right.
All right,
the Five Satins. You're 100% right.
What'd she win?
She sounds a little like
Besides
Jackie.
A bracelet.
Well, she
win?
Just won $2 J's, $10 gift card to 2 J's.
Plus a bracelet.
Oh, hot dog.
And also
no, they don't have
a
hot
bracelet.
Dogs.
You
got
a bracelet going
dogs,
into it. So you got a bracelet coming to
yep.
you, and you got
$2 J's.
$2 J's, $10 gift card from
wow.
2 J's.
Sounds yeah. great.
So thanks for calling.
2 J's were coming out first. The bracelet will come out for about 2 weeks.
I'm glad I was right for a change.
Yeah,
okay.
There
too.
You go. Fred Paris in the South.
You guys have a great night and be
you
blessed.
You too. Let's
Wait,
hear
Tanya, don't hang up. I need to get some information
yeah,
from you. Hold on
put
one moment.
Put through Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry.
Hello there.
Hey,
Sherry from Orlando, Florida.
Hi,
how you
Sherry.
Doing, Sherry?
I'm doing good, and I knew your answer to the first trivia
Aww.
Question. But your line was busy, so I could never get through.
Well, guess what?
The show's
Sherry,
got
a lot
busy,
more
busy,
you
busy, busier.
It's a hot show.
You know what? Let's congratulate Sherry Brun
oh,
on her new grandchildren.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Congratulate on your grandchild.
Twins.
Yes.
Twins.
Oh, twins.
Thank
That's
you.
A double. Congratulations.
And tell us
double.
Their names. Tell us their names again.
Damien is the smaller one,
uh-huh.
and Rory is the larger one. And don't get me started talking about them because I'll never get off the phone.
Okay. Well, you know what? Keep on listening. We got a lot more trivia coming up. Stay tuned for Blind
Yay.
To Me. But give out your name and address. We'll send you a
to Chris.
The new bracelets.
You get a bracelet.
It,
oh,
it's
cool.
a silicone bracelet. It will say Blind to Beyond Radio Show
yep.
on it. It'll be
all
a bust.
Right. All right, you guys are all doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
All
Looking
right.
forward to when you come
Bye.
On the air
yep.
with us. All right.
Okay.
That's fun.
I still want to hear To the Isle. It was a great song.
I sent the link. I don't know what happened.
What happened?
What can I tell you? Technology.
What can I tell you, folks?
I'll tell
oh
you what,
goodness.
Michael, with this 501c3, we're going to have to get some more phone lines.
Okay.
We're getting hot.
Well, we'll get more radio stations
Absolutely.
Around the country, too.
We're getting hot.
That's the key. Get more radio
we
stations.
Are hot, Gary.
We are
Not
hot.
Not getting hot.
We are hot.
There you go. So what else? What else, Michael?
What else can I tell you, baby? Still love you, honey.
I still
crazy
love
about
you,
too. Yeah, I'm still crazy about you. Let me tell you something. You're the best.
Thank
and
you,
I really
Michael.
Mean it. You're the best.
Thank you, Michael.
Let me tell you something. If you folks are listening, folks that don't know me, all I can say to you is I hope the person that you're involved with, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife and your girlfriend, that you love her as much as I do. Because let me tell you something. My wife, to me, is not only my wife but my best friend, and I love her so much.
And Michael, I think you took the lines from somebody. Didn't Jackie Gleason say, "Baby, you're the best"?
Oh, you remember?
Didn't
Jackie
he say that?
Gleason, yeah.
Baby, you're the best.
You got anybody on the line, Chris? We're good.
Well, the line's open right now.
People.
Oh, you have something on the line?
He does.
Okay, who's on the line right now?
He took his headphones off because he couldn't.
Who's on the line?
Where are they from?
I want to know where they're from as well as their name.
Don't put so much pressure on him. He's answering the phones. He's writing down names and addresses.
Yeah, Gary can take the phones and write down.
Absolutely. I am so glad the phones are working this week.
Yeah, really. Makes it much better, doesn't it?
Yeah, the show.
These braces.
A little hard for you.
Are going to be really nice. Absolutely.
Yeah. The big decision was to have them debossed or embossed. I'm thinking embossed.
Do they glow in the dark?
You can get them like that.
I thought so.
But it should be embossed, but this way they can feel it.
Well, embossed would be raised, and deboss goes in, you know, indented.
Indented, yeah.
Yeah.
Concave or convex?
I think for someone who can't see. Oh, by the way, folks, if you want to call in and get, if you're sighted.
Give out the phone number.
If you call in, you can get a bracelet too, whether you're sighted or blind or visually impaired. You can get a bracelet. No charge.
I got something to mention too, Michael, because this is the time of year. People are going to start going on vacations, and you don't want to miss our show. So the number you have to call is
518-712-0057. Oh, Gary, you're so good.
712-0057.
Tell it again.
That's 518-712-0057. And when I go on vacation to New York in July, I will be calling that number because I ain't going to miss the show.
And anything really that you miss, by the way, any show you miss, just go to our website and dial blind, and don't forget to put the and, it's A-N-D,
right.
And blind and beyond radioshow.org, O-R-G.
Ready for caller?
Yes.
Okay, we've got Shirley Roberts from Daytona, Ohio.
Shirley from Daytona,
it's
Ohio.
Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Dayton, Ohio.
Hi there.
Shirley,
yeah, there's no
Dayton,
A on that, Lynn.
What did I say?
Dayton.
You said Daytona.
Daytona.
Dayton,
Shirley from Dayton, Ohio. Shirley from Dayton, Ohio. Hi, Shirley.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
You did. I heard you say it. Absolutely. Shirley, you're
How
right.
How are you?
Daytona, Ohio.
You missed our last meeting yesterday,
Dayton,
Shirley.
I know, because we're back in Ohio.
How was your trip?
It was a little hard to get there.
How was your trip?
She's a snowbird.
It was okay, except for the fact that we had to wait 6 hours in the Sanford airport. So I wasn't real thrilled about that. But other than that, it was okay.
Okay, did you call in to say hello and get your bracelet?
That I certainly did.
Okay,
well, you're
going to
get one.
You're
going
to get one. Figure about 2 or 3 weeks it takes to order it and so forth.
Yeah, it has to be made.
Oh, no problem. I'm just a little jealous of you guys. You know, if you're going to keep having these 2J's ads on, I'm going to have to boycott your show till I come back to Florida.
There you go.
If you guess, you'll get a
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, are you going to be here at the Christmas party?
Wait a minute. Shirley, when are you coming back?
Well, around the end of November.
Okay, the certificates are good till December 31st. So.
Yep. Oh, fine.
So maybe you'll win one and you'll hold
That'll
on
work
to it.
Then.
And Shirley,
yes, sir.
At the Christmas party at my house this year,
I know.
So we're going to have
We're looking forward to that. We should be back there by then, hopefully.
Okay. Okay. Is Shirley from Dayton? What is that?
I don't know. I got to listen to the podcast. I thought I said Dayton.
No, you said Daytona.
That I know.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
But that's all right. You're forgiven. Okay.
I'm fired.
Take the information down, all Chris. Right. Okay. Wherever she lives.
Say hi to Lynn.
Wherever she
Hello,
lives.
Hello, Lynn. For
he did already get my information.
Okay.
He Take got care. It right.
Okay. He's way ahead of
okay,
everybody.
Enjoy the bracelet. Enjoy the bracelet.
Okay. Take care,
Shirley. All right, you guys. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Anybody call
Thanks
in?
Thanks a lot.
Anybody call in just to say hello? Oh, here you go. You found the aisle.
There's your song. Right?
Five Sounds of the Big Song.
In your heart, you'll want her for a lover. While each step
Lynn, you want to dance?
No, thank you.
Oh, man.
You may start with a simple conversation.
Big song, big hit.
Like, darling, please put me on trial.
I was on American Bandstand when the song was being played.
And your heart starts beating.
You know, I probably saw you on Dick Clark.
Well, it's known as Rubber Legs.
Because I used to watch it all the time.
To the eye.
one thing nice about this music, your Michael, is you can hear what they're saying.
Yep.
While each step draws you closer to the eye, then you pull.
Okay, that was 5 seconds, and right now we're going to break. We got a lot more coming up. We got another trivia right coming back. Keep on listening. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with 4 different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you want a free bracelet, all you have to do is call in and say your name,
first name. You don't have to say your last name. Your first name and where part of the country are you from. That's it. To get a free bracelet. Free. It's a nice bracelet. Tell them about the bracelet then that we're going to give out.
Well, it's called, it's like a rubbery type material, but it's really silicone. And don't worry, they'll be made in the United States. No lead.
Does one size fit all?
Yeah, it's a stretch.
They actually have a couple different sizes, okay. So it'll just be an average size. Yeah, and
we felt these bracelets are really nice bracelets.
They're very nice.
Yes, and it was going to say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's
correct.
Right. And listen, you want to go to our web, look us up, check us out, look at any shows that you missed, because we've got all the shows on there from the time we started. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And listen, I'm talking to you right now, you in particular, you. If you keep on saying, I only hear about nothing about where I live. Well, that's your fault because you don't call in or write to us and tell us what's going on where you live. Because if you would tell us, right. We'll put it on.
This is not a local show. This is an international
show. And the bottom line is, people, if you're in Jamaica, if you're in Canada,
Australia,
if wherever you are, you got something to say, say it. Don't keep on saying, I only hear what's going on wherever. Well, bottom line, it's your fault. Because you can say what's going on in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
407-894-1680.
And I got one more thing.
And Robert, when you get married, if you're still listening, I hope you are. Robert, if you call in after with your bride.
Oh, that would be fun.
We'll give you a big thing on the radio, you and your
Absolutely.
Bride. Absolutely.
That
we'll
would
have
be
a big
fun.
Thing. Yep.
And by the way, I know for a fact that our friends Debbie and Alan are listening in South Florida.
How do you know that?
Oh, because I have secret methods
of
knowing.
What do you want it to say?
Well, I was going to tell people out there, because you don't know and don't understand, because you're here at the studio all the time. You don't call in. So you people out there, that sometimes when you do call in and you hear your voice in the background a little bit.
Turn down that radio.
No. It's not turning down the radio. It's repeating a little bit. It's in the phone lines or internet somewhere, because it happens to me when I call into it. It's a little irritating, but just keep on talking.
But tonight it's working very well.
Yeah, very well.
Heard one.
Okay, so don't forget the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Hey, Gary, give that phone number, 518 number.
Oh, that's so important when you're traveling. It's 518-712-0057. One more time. It's 518-712-0057.
So listen, if you have a friend who doesn't have internet, and they want to listen to the show.
And a lot of people don't.
Give them that phone number. And if you forget the phone number, go to our website. It's right there. So this way you can give it to your friend.
Well, if they don't have a computer, they can't go to the website.
Well, I'm saying no. If they have a computer, but their friend doesn't.
Right.
I'm saying if they have a computer, but their friend doesn't.
It's just a phone call. There's no app needed, nothing. I used it a lot when I was sick last year.
518. Say it again, Gary.
It's 518-712-0057. And when you do use that number and you do want to call a show because you have nothing else, no computer, whatever, and you're listening on us and you want to answer a trivia question, hang on up, dial that 407-894-1680 real quick. And when you get on, then all of a sudden Chris puts you right in contact with the show as it's going on at the moment until he answers the phone with you. And then you can win the trivia question.
All right. I got two callers for you. I got one from Atlanta, Georgia, Carl and Benzie. And I have Don Wilkerson both on the phone line.
Carl.
Hey, Carl. The first one was who?
Carl from Atlanta with Benzie, his doggy.
Okay, Carl. How you doing, Carl?
Hello, Carl. Hey, Michael. I'm doing fine listening to your show.
Okay. That's Carl from Atlanta.
Me and my new guide dog are doing F-I-N-E fine.
Good.
I've had him for 5 months. And we have walked and trained over 600 miles
there
now.
You go.
Wow.
And my other guide dog, Cupcake, is doing very well. Southeastern guide dog adopted
Fantastic.
Her out.
Fantastic.
And she's doing well. And I just want to say hello and how much I appreciate your show.
Okay, we're going to send
you a
beautiful.
We appreciate you being out there.
Yes, and we're going to send you a bracelet. No charge for blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right, so
hope you enjoy it.
Oh, and Carl, you do have friends out there. Have them start calling back into us.
Okay.
I do. Class 250 from the Southeastern Guide Dog School. Many of them call up many times.
Okay.
Great. Well,
and
we
give
have
your
to
name
go
and
now.
Address so we can send you the nice present there.
We can take
okay.
One call before
thank
we go
you.
To okay.
Bye-bye.
We'll take
thanks,
one more
Carl.
Call right now before we go to break. Who's on the line?
Don Wilkerson, right here from Orlando.
Oh, Don
from Orlando. Don from Orlando. How you doing, Don from Orlando?
Hello, Don.
Michael, I'm doing great, and this is for your benefit that I'm calling. You told me that if I needed any help, because I told you at age 67 I'm going back to work. I'm just letting you know that I probably will graduate from my computer program in toward the end of May or early June, and I hope to be working for the Lighthouse and their call center shortly
oh,
after
there you
that.
Go.
Congratulations.
Very
fantastic,
good news.
Don, fantastic.
Very good. That's
putting
your
congratulations, foot out. Don. See, it's never too late.
That's right. And you can do
no,
it.
No, it is not. Right. And I'm so excited about going back to work
oh,
again.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's just something
Don.
Special about laying your head on the pillow at night, knowing you accomplish something and you serve people.
100%.
And that's what life's all about.
That's
and
right.
I also want to say hi to Gary.
Hello, Don.
And I appreciate you all. And thank you so much, Michael, for your support. And you too, Lynn, and
thank
all
you.
Of you. And
you're welcome.
You were talking about
we're going to break, Don. Give your name and address
yeah.
before you go off the air.
Send me a bracelet.
Yeah,
oh,
before
I
we go
that.
To the next hour, give your name and address.
I did that.
Yeah,
okay.
Please.
We'll talk again.
We'll talk again, Don. Talk again.
Thanks, Don.
We're
going to
break. We got a lot more coming back. We're going to come back with a great trivia, Drake trivia. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.